Hey guys, welcome to the Wild PPC Bunch podcast. My name is Lazar and I'm a PPC nerd. I have over 10 years of experience in online advertising and currently I'm the owner of the growing Amazon advertising agency called Seller's Alley.
And I'm Brent, the owner of AMZ Pathfinder. I started this company 5 years ago and we've been working in online advertising since 2013.
Every week we will spend around 30 minutes covering one topic and it will get nerdy, I promise. We'll prepare a topic covering everything from PPC basics, in-depth strategy, and current trends.
One thing's for sure, you won't be bored and you will hear insights, tactics, and ideas straight from two experienced agency owners. So strap in for the ride and enjoy.
Hello, hello everybody. It's our first show this year. It's PPC Talk with Experts. I'm Lazar from Seller's Alley, and today we have one of the best possible guests that you can have when it comes to Google Ads and talking about Google. It's our colleague Steva, and Steva is literally one of the best experts in the world, and I'm so proud to have him as a part of the team. So, welcome.
Hello, Lazar. I think that those words were totally wrong and not true.
No, dude, like I you're just too shy and too modest.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Literally, like if you can imagine, like, for how many huge brands that have worked in the past, like, you probably saw like a bunch of his ads in the past.
Yeah. That's the job to do, yeah. and to reach the results. I want to wish everything best for our colleagues and clients and businesses and brands all over the world, because this year will be really exciting and last year was in fire, and this one will be also, and I think that we will all need a lot of luck.
We have Adi. Hey Adi, happy new year, happy holidays, man.
Hi.
Yeah. He says he hasn't seen us like this year so far. Like, here we are, man. So yeah, today's topic is going to be a bit different than the rest of the topics that we usually have. Usually we talk a lot about Amazon PPC, and what is really important to talk about is that Steva is like really good expert when it comes to Google Ads. And we're going to talk about Google Ads trends during this year in 2021. A lot of Amazon sellers are basically interested in using Google. Like, they work in two different ways. One of the ways how they use Google when it comes to their business is basically to send traffic to product listings on Amazon. And the other group is to have the website that is like having all the products listed there and sell products there, like a side business. And like, I don't know, like, what's your experience there, but like, from what I've seen, like, half of the people is like established brand on Amazon, and then like they want to expand outside of Amazon, and the other group is like completely opposite. And they're like established brands, like on the web, and they want to move to Amazon, basically. So, can you tell us more? Like, one of the first things that we are going to talk about is enlarging brand impact and multi-channel performance during this year. And what's multi-channel? Like, I know that a lot of people don't know like what exactly means to be multi-channel advertiser and seller.
We will get to the point of multi-channel performance definitely, but to be more precise, the large brands and the global companies are really up to reach all the customers, even in Amazon or websites with all other type of traffic that can be included. So large brands already did that few years ago. So we're seeing a lot of brands that are having their brand stores on Amazon, but their beginnings were on their websites and using Google, Facebook platforms. So it is important for e-commerce businesses that starting on Amazon to understand how much is important to use everything else. Amazon is really great for starting and increasing sales, getting some money for further plans and development. But we need to think a lot more differently. I mean, last year was really difficult for many, especially in March, since we got the pandemic and users who were not interested in anything else than pandemic and health measures and everything else regarding that. So after that, everything changed. I mean, we changed our habits a lot, and therefore the e-commerce business grew so strong. I cannot tell you the exact numbers, but I think that within the last 6 months, we have more than 1 million new e-commerce businesses in US, and that's really large number. So imagine that if you're just capturing one small percent of competition, how strong your competition will be. So therefore, we have to think more out of the box and not just compete in Amazon.
So do you think that it's like more expensive now to advertise on Google comparing to pre-pandemic?
Well, it depends on your strategies. The Google is improving its automated rules and automated bidding options. So no, I don't see some large change in prices. Well, I'm seeing a lot of competitors for our clients. So that is what has changed. I can tell you that every type of manual bidding that we used till, I don't know, 1 year ago is switched totally to automatic, because machine learning is so precise and so great, and everything that you can get from it is really great.
So basically, like, you'd think that everybody should switch to automated bidding nowadays when it comes to Google, or should they like bid on their own?
Yeah, definitely. It worked better. It sells better. It reached the customers much better than anything else.
Okay. So,
So within my tasks, you will see the bidding, but only bidding adjustments by audiences and demographics.
So basically, it doesn't mean that like everything is now like given away to Google to work on their own. So like we still have options on our end, like what to do and like then to do the bidding.
Definitely.
Okay, because I'm pretty sure that somebody who is gonna watch this video or is watching it right now is thinking like, why should I then hire an agency to do Google Ads for us?
Yeah. I think that Google's final goal is to have the platform where you will have one box and two buttons, like is the domain and click enable or disable. Everything else will be automatic. But it is really important to think about e-commerce business in the right way, because we have a lot more time. I mean, we're working from home. Too much people are working from home. I mean, I don't have some extra activities after my work since nothing works after 8 or 7, depending how the measures are applied to our society. So we're sitting at home and using internet a lot more than ever. So that is something that is giving me a lot of room to research if I want to buy something. 1 year before, I don't know, if I want to buy something online, I get to some web store that is well known for me and just pick up the pick the products, and that's all. Because I have to go, I don't know, to see with my friends or to go somewhere with my wife, and that is okay. You know, I want to finish something real fast. Now I'm sitting at home watching TV and starting, you know, to scroll through social media. Then I see something interesting like that and go to the website. And then I see that there is some video, go to YouTube. Below the YouTube video, I'm seeing some suggestions, forwarding to some other videos. Click to another website, then some another website is, you know, provoking me to search something on the Google search. I'm searching and researching something about some topic or some products, seeking for differences between two brands or, you know, the pricing or something else, searching for reviews or something like that. And you can see that my journey is a lot more complicated now. And that is multi-channeling. That is multi-channel performance that you're speaking about. And it is really important for brands and e-commerce to understand how it is important to follow the users where they are, not just to target them if they search for something. It is great. Yeah, the conversion rate is great if you're targeting with keywords on Amazon or on Google, because when someone's searching for something specific, yeah, it's okay. I want to buy some tires and I'm looking for, I don't know, Michelin price for a specific model and something like that. And I will convert on that keyword, maybe. But now users are searching much more different, and the volumes behind the researches are so large that we have a large opportunities to target them when they are considering something and target them when they are ready to purchase.
So basically, you're the guy that everybody hates when they go to Google Analytics and they check like source and medium, and like they see a like whole funnel, like all the clicks, and like two Facebook ad clicks, then Google ad click, then Shopify like shopping campaign click, and so on. Every time when I check that, and like I don't know why, but I always like to see like those like funnels with like 10 clicks to see like what somebody did, and it's like, how the hell are you like doing this kind of stuff? Like, I never search this way, but people like do it, obviously, especially now when they have more time. So one of the things that we should discuss today is Google attribution for Amazon sellers. As everybody knows, Amazon attribution was introduced 2 years, well, 2.5 years now ago, and it's basically dedicated like platform on Amazon for attribution, and you can create a bunch of stuff there. But basically you still create campaigns on other platforms like Google or Facebook or wherever, but on Amazon attribution platform, you create UTMs and like ways how to track those campaigns. Like, can you tell us more, like, should you use Amazon attribution now?
Yeah. Well, the Amazon was smart, so they understand their limits, because their ecosystem was limited by their search and display network and such stuff. So they finally started to develop the DSP as display option for out of the Amazon. And the Amazon attribution that allows you to connect not just Google, but the Facebook and a lot more programmatic systems that you can use on the net. But Google is more interesting for everyone. Why? Because the Google Ads platform is most complete platform. You have search, you have shopping ads. Okay, you cannot use shopping ads for attribution, but you have it with it, and you have display and video ads. You can use three networks for.
You mentioned something really important. Like, sorry for interrupting you. You're not able to use Amazon attribution with shopping ads on Google. That's important thing to know, because like you have people that are asking about like what are the options that you can do. Like, what can you do with Google when you want to bring traffic to your product listing on Amazon? Like, what kind of ads are there, and like. Is it all about selling the product, or is it about like brand awareness or so? Can you tell us more about that?
All in one. So you can definitely target users when they're in the early phases, when they're triggering. So you can trigger the need for some product. If you know that, I don't know, they like sports, you can trigger that they want some new sneakers or t-shirts or something else. And from that point, you can track them and build the whole funnel till they purchase. So you can use display, image, or animated ads all over the network where the Google is having its ad inventory, like websites or mobile apps or within the videos on the YouTube. And you can track them by affinity, in-market behavior, or custom audiences by their previous searched terms and their consumption of content, and also you can do the video ads, which is really great on YouTube, advertising your videos before the video in different formats, and it's really great to have it because YouTube is something that you can use like storytelling channel or just like advertising one product with specific messages within one video. So you can create the series of creative solutions like image ads and videos that can be implemented like the whole journey for one user. And it's really great. I mean, attribution system was created because the Google Ads is enlarging the reach, user reach, and it is not possible to track the conversions within the Google Ads on Amazon. So now you can use the Google Ads, but follow the conversions on attribution platform and evaluate how your campaigns are doing, and then decide what to keep and what to change, what to test, and such a thing. It is really important to expand. So if you're okay. So if you're an Amazon seller who is not having the website because I don't know, you didn't have enough of money to invest in a web shop or mobile app shop. You will start with Amazon, start with investing, get some returns, and you can start with Google Ads to expand your reach and to bring your brand to more customers, more potential customers that are not on Amazon, that are not directly involved, but the Google is knowing them as some category by affinity or in-market behavior. And after you expand your reach, you will be able to increase your sales and then invest in more assets like website, social content, much better videos, or everything that you need to express your brand in the right way.
Yeah, one of the things that is leading from here to the next topic is basically funneling and affinity and remarketing and ad series and so on. Like, we're huge fans of funneling and in Sellers Alley, and Seo is one of the guys that is a rock star when it comes to funneling. Like, for people that don't know what funneling is, like, can you tell us more about that? And like, is it something that like regular sellers that are selling products are like should focus on?
Yeah. Well, that's the point. I mean, we have to imagine what our users are doing before they purchase, because every purchase is not just a number in our table sheet, you know. It's the behavior, it's need, it's emotion behind it. So we really have to understand how our customer is reaching our brand and how on different ways it engages with the brand and the products, and what type of emotions that product can provoke in her mind. So in his mind. So simply need. We had to understand better our customers, and we found that the users are searching differently on search. That was the first point. And we found that users are using different networks before they convert. So we found that one user, before it converts, use, I don't know, more than one touch point with our brand, getting our brand through different channels like email, YouTube, search, organic search or paid search, and social media, and everything that we can have as established assets. So from that point, we found that we have to understand how they are reaching us and what is the most profitable path that we can create for the user, you know. So therefore, we are creating funnels that are really great for lowering the costs of our campaigns and increasing the sales, because every funnel is really logically established and created upon the data, previous data, where we recognize some most common paths for reaching most important conversions. So therefore, we have two theories that are accepted globally, and we have previously created some opinions that one user is getting in some different phases, like after triggering his idea to buy something, he's entering the encounter phase. From that point, he's just developing interest about some problem and solutions for that problem. And in that phase, he's getting to some brands and products and engaging that with a solution like that problem. So after encounter phase, he's entering to consideration phase, where he's thinking about buying some of the products, and those products might be from different brands, different types, different prices, and there is where he's thinking about. First theory says that those phases are linear, so like encounter, then consideration. After consideration, he's entering to purchase. And after purchasing the product, he's entering the advocacy. So if he's really satisfied with the product, he will be someone who will write a great review, or maybe refer to a friend or anything else.
Yeah, protect the brand.
Yeah, definitely. So last year, something changed. So what we found is that users are spending more time on internet, watching a lot of videos on YouTube, especially on TV screens, and their journey was a lot more extended. So now we are not having linear behavior, but we're having something like looping. I can say that they are entering in the research phase, then going to evaluate products and such stuff. If they found just one small thing that they don't like, they will look back to the research and on. So one user is really, it's really possible to have one user in enormous loop times till it purchased. Yeah. So you will see in your campaigns on Amazon that the CTR, I think, is a bit lower than previously, maybe 2 years ago. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, definitely. And like the thing that you're mentioning, that having a loop of like it's really annoying to mm-hmm. have situations like that. But yeah. So do you think that, like, just to like return to the previous topic that is like more attribution oriented, like, is funneling possible with attribution? Like, can you send people eventually to your product listing on Amazon if you combine different stuff, if you combine different efforts on like different platforms and so on?
That's right. So with Google attribution, you will be able to provoke the need for the product or target your audience by affinity with video or image ad. So that's the first touch point where you can send them to the Amazon. Later, with your presence on search, you will be able to target them while they're searching for. So if you were so specific in your video creative, in your image communication, you will connect your brand with user by specific call to action, specific communication, and they will try to search for your product later because they want to see your product again, not to purchase immediately when they click and go to Amazon store, but they want to check another brands, and after that they will search for your brand. It's really happening. After each display campaign, we are capturing the brand searches and specific product searches. So if you're pushing the search ads in the same time, while your YouTube ads and display ads are enabled, you will be able to see how your search is growing and capturing them in evaluate phase. If they are searching for reviews, you will be able to understand that they are in evaluation and they are entering the purchase phase after that. So it's everything. The measurement, it's really important to track the data within Amazon attribution platform. It gives us all information about the purchases on Amazon, while it points to our campaigns and ad groups that we've created for each targeted segment. It is maybe better to, I don't know, to draw you how it looks like, but yeah, with those three channels, you're able to cover everything because Google assets are really reaching every touch point in that customer journey.
Yeah, definitely. Google is definitely the biggest market, and like I think that, like, when you talk to sellers, one of the biggest things that they think of when they talk about Google ads, they think of search. And like, search is not the only thing that you can have with Google ads. Like, just like when there are some pretty basic questions that I like to address from time to time, just to be sure that everybody's on the same page. Like, for example, people ask, like, which platform do you use to advertise on Instagram, for example? Like, you use Facebook for that because it's the same platform. But on the other hand, like, if you want to advertise on websites, like, obviously you can purchase space on that website. But on the other hand, like, you can always use AdSense from Google platform and have display ads there, and like and so many different options. Like if you combine search ads with YouTube ads and with display ads, and if you use shopping ads in case you want to advertise your website, it's gonna be like the best possible scenario, and it gives you so many options and so much possibilities to use. One of the things that I really don't like, to be honest, when it comes to Amazon attribution is like when you create that specific campaign in attribution, you get like UTM for that specific campaign and you share it in campaigns somewhere, but like you cannot do it for like you don't know which keyword did it. That's one that I really hate. I know that like one of the ways how to fix that is basically to create single keyword campaigns.
Yeah.
Like if you're a fan of those, like go for it. Or so yeah. One of the things that you mentioned, like different platforms and so on. Like I know, like when you're ages ago, it's probably it was a huge trend to build apps for your store. Like ShootSeller that is having Shopify store have their own app for purchasing products, or responsive website is the way to go.
Yeah, you have to have the web shop, and it has to be optimized for mobile. Definitely, that's the starting point. That's the base. And but we found that users are much more engaged with using apps last year than ever. So we have increase in using apps, especially for web stores and such stuff, because the apps are much better in way of optimization for mobile phones, and the user experience is much better. So One more thing is that with app, you're simply in your customer's mind all the time, because they always have their mobiles in their hands, and if you send them some notifications that are free for you, you will always have some free advertising, like we have discounts or sales, something like that. So. It is really important to have it and to develop such things, because website is just the address, and user have to go to there, but the app is always in his pocket, and that's the point.
So you think like people should invest in having people installing your app basically during this year?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the increase of I think more than 50% in 2020 is a really large change comparing 2019. So using apps in many different ways, like news or something else, but using for shopping is definitely something that's important. I mean, okay, we all have Amazon app. And that is great. But I also have some apps that are from electronic stores. And it's really easy to order directly from store, where they have really different discounts. Discounts like on their website. But it's much easier to use it. And I'm really satisfied with that. I mean, everything is easy. So... also, even if I'm getting the emails from them, like for discounts, I'm getting notifications, which is really great. So experience is much better.
Yeah, to be honest, I really enjoy talking to you because I can ask you literally random questions about that. And I don't know that you're going to have the answer. So like we mentioned, like advertising on so many different platforms using Google. And one of the things that I didn't hear anybody talking recently, like, should you do marketing inside of Gmail?
Well, the Gmail ads were so great. I remember 4 years ago that we had campaigns targeting only Gmail because we found that the conversion rate over the Gmail was so high that we didn't have to push the remarketing ads on display or some strong search. I mean, we could just target the users by email address from the specific CRM or push by their affinity, and the conversion rate was really great. But a few years ago, Google changed the Gmail ads. So now you're having opportunity to push the shopping or display ads through Gmail. And you don't have some control over it. So you cannot push the display or shopping ads only on Gmail. You can by targeting app, but it is not really big thing. So it has some type of influence, definitely, because when someone is in your inbox, it's really direct message and it's really great impact from your brand. I think that one main problem with Gmail is because you have separate categories of messages in your mobile app, and mostly users are not seeing the promotions.
When you go to Gmail, you have like regular mails.
Yeah.
Then you have another tab that is like promotions.
Yeah.
Definitely. And there's a third one. Like, what's the third one? I forgot the third one.
Oh, I cannot remember really.
I can open my Gmail to double check.
Yeah.
It's like social.
Oh, social, man. Yeah, social.
Imagine how stupid thing is that, like that, like you see it literally every day, and like you forget it. Yeah. So basically, your ads end up in promotion, like basically in the same place where your newsletters end up, like for the most of the sellers. Like there is a huge chance, like if you're using newsletters, like whatever you use, like MailChimp or Klaviyo or whichever platform, like your email is going to end up in promotion section of Gmail.
Yeah. I know that I'm opening promotion section, I think, once a month, maybe, because I want to check some specific web shops that are interesting to see if they're having some new discounts. And that is my habit, but it doesn't have to mean that anybody else is doing like that, you know.
Yeah. So basically, like that way, you find out about the other guys, that one that you want. Yeah, that's it. Like to be honest, I cannot remember the last time when I opened promotion, and I'm pretty sure that I'm not the only one that thinks that way. So but like when it comes to Google Ads overall, like, what's the thing to do like this year? Like what? Like you mentioned, like that Gmail marketing is not the thing. Like you should try it, but like not to heavily invest in it because like there are other ways to do it.
Well, you don't have to think about the Gmail. Why? Because your display and shopping ads will be pushed to Gmail by default. If someone opens, if someone converts, okay, great. But if not, that's just an ad impression. So don't worry about it. But if you're starting with Google in this year, you have to start with all the channels. You have to be aware that you have to build a strong brand, strong shop that will be really competitive with all other websites or web shops or brands. So simply the large number of e-commerce businesses is bringing a large crowd on the network, and everybody wants to invest something, and it is important to start on the less less expensive networks. I mean, if you know that one cost per view on the YouTube is 1 cent, and click on display ad can be, I don't know, 10 cents or 15, then you're aware that that is the cheap traffic, that you will get the user on your website for a really low cost. And that is something that is important. Okay, yes, we are pushing the video ads and display ads in the first phase of the user journey where we cannot expect some large conversion rate. But those users are kept in our audiences where we can create some remarketing and where we can remind them again and again and increase our influence on specific customers that are more valuable than others. So it is simple, but it's complicated in some way to understand that. We want to increase our visibility and to reach the customers wherever they are on the internet, not just on Amazon, not just on search, but while they're watching some videos or they're watching some, searching for nothing special on blogs, on news, on mobile apps, anything.
You know what I saw that definitely changed recently? Because I'm a huge fan of playing video games on phone, like when I'm commuting and so on. Like, I realized that video games on phone obviously they all have ads, but over time, most of the games like lost ads that are related to anything else but other games. Like, when you play a video game, like only ad like that they're for me, or maybe they're just targeting me because they know that I like playing video games. But like all of the ads are video game related. Like it's very rarely to see something else. Like, should you target video games?
Yeah, when you start with the Google display, let's say, you will be able to see some reports that are showing where your ad was placed. And you will see that there is a large number of game apps. And sometimes, if you know that one parent can give its mobile phone to a kid and kid will play some game or watch the YouTube, you will try to exclude that from the placements. But if you have some, video games for older guys, you will keep them because those are the regular customers that are just killing some time on the video game and wanted to, you know, spend some time. And those users who are seeing the your ad for while they are playing the game, it will have effect. You know, the humans are. Human brain is in visual mode much stronger than, you know, if you're reading something and or I don't know, hearing something. You're memorizing the images, the video, motion images, let's say, and everything that you see, it will affect on your brain and later on your decisions. Believe it or not, maybe you will think, okay, we're trying to wash some brains here. But definitely, yeah. That's why the Google is so powerful. You have opportunity to influence on users while they are in the first phases of researching and later offering them special discounts or coupons because they are really engaged with or something like that. And you will have them in the whole process with just one plus.
Cool. That's really great, man. So, yeah, we're talking for 45 minutes now, and I think that it's time to wrap up the talk. Like, is there anything else that you would like to tell to people? I know that if I leave you to talk about Google, you're going to end up like like to have your own 48-hour stream, but only about Google. So, yeah, is there something that you would like to share for the end with our viewers?
Yeah, definitely. I think that we covered everything. So we spoke about how channels are performing on Google, and so you can use it for website traffic or for your Amazon store traffic. You can use some custom creatives like animated banners or image ads, or you can use responsive ads. That is really great because responsive ad is changing its dimensions and getting on all ad sizes over the ad inventory. Videos you can use in really great ways, like creating the whole story, you know, like tease and then push some strong message videos. But while you're doing everything on different networks, you have to be aware that Google developed something really great, and that is data-driven attribution tracking for your campaigns, which means that Google will evaluate every channel within your campaigns and give you the right information about which campaign influenced more and participate in conversion. And that is great because you don't have to think about, okay, I have 5 conversions from 10 different campaigns on 3 networks. Which one is most important? Google will, by its machine learning system, find out which campaign was the most important in that process and for that conversion. So,
just for reference, I know that you're a DSP expert as well. Like when you compare this situation that you mentioned, when like you have different platforms and different ad types on. And like you made some sales there and Google is deciding which one is doing the best for you. Like what's going on? Like when you compare that to DSP?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. DSP is also using a bit different, but also the system for attributing sales regarding the ad impressions and influence from that ad impression. I mean, the system is automatically evaluates if that campaign's affected on user to finish the purchase, and it gets that conversion to platform. So we can say that Amazon is also trying to figure it out how to track multi-session customers and how to track the attribution from each campaign on a different on one holistic way, let's say. Yeah.
Okay, man. I think that like we should definitely stop because, as I said, we can talk about this for ages. Thank you so much for taking your time and talk about Google Ads and DSP and so on. And guys, if you want to see what Teva thinks about your account and like to check your DSP or to check your Google Ads, please reach out to us to office@sellersalley.com. And as I said, thank you, Teva, so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Just to mention, I think... We all tried to learn upon last year and to think about how to help our customers or clients to enlarge their business and to develop into something. We found a lot great stuff, and we found how a lot more than just Amazon PPC can create some great results on the network. We will have a lot more different blog text. We will have some specific ebook for Google.
Just to okay. Some tips. So check our website. Teva is writing a book, yeah, guys.
Definitely, because we cannot explain everything within just 1 hour. So we will have it much more specific within the ebook that can be downloaded for free on our website. And it will be really great for all you to understand how Google can help you to build up the Amazon or to build up your web shop. Simply use everything to build up.
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much, man. And thank you, everybody, for watching our PPC talk. And like, if you didn't have time to watch everything, check our website, sellersalley.com, or check wildppcbunch.com, and you will be able to listen to our podcast. And Steva is going to be in this week's episode. So thank you so much, Steva, and thank you so much, guys, for joining us today.
Thank you. Wish you all the best. Bye-bye.
Bye.